Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, and welcome to a kingdom call because it's kingdom time. God bless you, and we just thank God for this opportunity to come back together with our listeners and to be about the Father's business. And tonight is a kingdom call. We want to acknowledge our sponsor, and that is Granny's Place. We also want to give a shout out and special thanks to all of the awesome people. First, let me give a shout out to Linda Jordan's ministry. Amen. I have an awesome team, awesome volunteers, other ministries and churches that connect with us to make things happen in Metroplex and throughout, where the doors are open for us to do ministry. We were at Edgewood Manor, senior apartments this last Saturday. And I tell you, it was just an awesome, awesome, awesome time. The residents were elated. They were excited. They were on fire. They were very festive in their holiday gala. And we had a wonderful time. We had a couple of churches that came out to support, and all of those partners that always support what God has called us to do. We were able to be a blessing to the residents at Edgewood Manor in South Dallas just last Saturday. We gave them groceries, I mean gigantic bags of groceries. We served a wonderful dinner. We had a Christmas party, and then we gave them the Word of God with worship and the Word, and it was just an awesome, awesome time. And I want to just give a shout-out to those residents and a great big thank you to all of you who help us to make that happen for them. This is the season of giving. This is the season where we're celebrating Christ, and what better way for us to do that than to give what we can give to be a blessing, to encourage, to help someone else. The Bible says when we do it to the least of those, that's when we have done it unto the Lord. And he told us that the poor would be with us. He said that we are to assist the widows and those that are downtrodden, those that are having a hard time, least it be one of us. Amen. So we thank God for that. And we just want to remind you that we are on Wednesday night at 9:30, and you do have ways of communicating with us. You can reach us on our website at LindaJordanMinistries.com. You can meet us through social media. That is on Facebook, Linda Jordan Ministries on Facebook. You can email us at LWJMinistries@gmail.com. You are also able to communicate with us by mail. That's at P.O. Box 852501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. We also want to share some announcements so that you can, outside of the broadcast, that you would still be able to join us, meet up with us, and fellowship with us. We will have our prayer watch on the Kingdom Call line. If you want to connect with us, we're going to do that on December the 27th. That is a Saturday night. We will watch overnight, and we all come together in prayer. If that's something that you, as an intercessor, as a warrior, as a person who understands that it is prayer time, and we don't want to leave 2014 without praying it out, and entering into 2015, lifting up the name of the Lord. So by those means that I have just shared with you, please communicate with us, and we will get you further information. We also will be starting the new year, seeking the heart of God. And it's a first fruit fast, 21 days that we will start in January. And so we want to invite you to join with us, because the more that we have, the more we can encourage each other and go through the 21-day journey a little bit easier when we have our sister and our brother walking the journey with us. So get information and let us know that you'll be connecting with us as we journey the first month of the new year, 2015, in January for our First Fruits Fast. And then in March, we will be having our exhaling party, and we are reaching ages 17 to 30, 17, 28, around there. It's going to be a waiting to exhale party. So it's going to be a very powerful time. So if that's something that you know you need and you want to connect with some other young adults, get that information to us, and we will get information back to you. Make contact with us. Amen. And so, again, I do want to welcome you to the Kingdom Call, and we are excited to be able to have you with us and to be able to lift up the name of the Lord together. Now, last week and during this month of December, when we are celebrating Christ, the birth of Christ, our theme this month has been shifting the atmosphere during the Christmas season. And the reason why we felt led to do that is because the society that we live in, it really ramps up the Christmas season in more of a social way that it takes the focus off of the true meaning and the true reason why we celebrate Christmas. And if we're not careful, because of all of the hype, because of all of the inviting commercials and the enticing music and all of the flashy lights, and I enjoy all of the festivities and the festiveness of the holiday, but I cannot take my eyes, I cannot take my mind, I cannot take my thoughts off of the true reason that we celebrate Christmas. Because right now, everything is geared to spending. Everything is geared to shopping. Everything is geared to buying. And our economy has not made it real easy for us to be able to have a lot of extra money to be able to do those things. And so one of the tricks of the enemy, especially during this season, if we as believers are not very careful, and then I would even challenge us as believers to encourage those that are not believers to be conscious of what the enemy will try to do in pulling us into that web to get caught up into spending, into forgetting about the true meaning of Christmas, to forget about what is really important and focus on the natural, the man-made part of the holiday. And then that could sometimes get us in trouble. And so I challenge us to just stay focused. And so that's why our theme this month is shifting. Shifting the atmosphere during the Christmas season. And we want to shift that atmosphere back to where it belongs. Amen. It belongs to the Lord. Amen. It belongs to the birth of Christ. It belongs to the saints. It belongs to Christ, the King who was born. Amen. And as I had shared with the residents at Edgewood Manor, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. He gave the greatest gift that would ever be given. He gave that, and he freely gave it, and it didn't cost us anything to receive that gift. Amen? And so if no one gives you a gift, know that you have already received the greatest, the most precious, the most powerful, the most effective gift that you could have ever received, and that came from your Father. If you are a believer in the body of Christ, and if you're not, he can be your Father that gave you a gift, and you can accept him tonight as your Savior. And it will be a gift that your Father had given for you. Amen. And so we don't want to have a heaviness, a dark shadow over us because we may not be able to do all of the things that we want to do when we look in terms of what the world is inviting us to do, what the world tries to tempt us in doing. We want to remember that I can give a gift. We gave groceries this weekend to seniors, and it was a collective work from many, 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 many people, ministries that helped us. And we were able to bless them with it. They did not have to pay one dime. We were able to give them a wonderful meal and set the atmosphere where we could have a festive, a ball. And our minds were on Christ. Our hearts were open, loving on one another. And it didn't cost them anything. We were able to give them a gift of love, a gift that shows you that your Father is concerned about you. And when he says that he cares about the birds in the air and he cares about the sparrow, that he surely cares about you. You would be surprised at what God will do for you when you put your trust, your faith, and turn to him. So during this season, we are shifting the weight of Christmas for it to not to be a spirit of heaviness, for it to not to be a time of sadness, a time to be bitter. We had also talked about last week, leaving 2014 with making amends. Amen. In Matthew, he told us that if we want our Father to forgive us, then we need to be willing to forgive others. And the only way that we can truly forgive others is when we go to them and let them know that I have forgiven you. You offended me. We had some issues. You said some things that didn't sit right, or whatever the issue is. You do not want to carry the weight of unforgiveness during this season when love is in the air, when the spirit of gift giving is in the air. Amen. Give the gift of forgiveness to someone who you need to forgive. That's one of the things that we talked about this month in shifting the atmosphere for the holiday season to get things right. Amen. If God loved you enough to give you the perfect gift, then you should love others enough to fix a relationship that may have gone sour for whatever reason. Amen. We went to Matthew last week. We also went to Ephesians. And Ephesians remind us about how it is easy for us to get caught up into the fleshly, fleshly part of us, and walking that fleshly desires out instead of allowing it to die to the Spirit of God and receive what God says for us. Ephesians 4 talked about getting rid of bitterness and getting rid of anger and getting rid of all form of malice, all form of negativity. And if there's, as I had mentioned earlier, strife with anyone, a coworker, a spouse, a sibling, parents, coworkers, you know, neighbors, whoever it is, even with yourself. Sometimes, thank you, Holy Ghost, we have issues with our own self that we've not forgiven ourselves for. Let that thing go in the name of the Lord Jesus. God, when you go to God, He has already taken care of it. It's covered in the blood of Jesus. So go to God and get it right and then free yourself of that. Let that go and move forward into 2015. Finish 2014 in victory and enter into 2015 with victory, with the power of God that we serve. Amen. And so I just want to just speak into the atmosphere that the spirit of heaviness in the form of man-made traditions, in the form of man-made advertisement and all of that that we can see and feel and touch and smell will not cause us to get out of the spirit of why we really celebrate the holiday season. And I encourage us to purposely share the love of Christ, the spirit of Christ during this holiday season, even the more, because there is so much that is going on around us and in our country, in our nation, that could cause us to kind of have a little sadness or kind of be a little fearful or doubting our current situation. But with God, we have no fear. With God, all things are possible. We don't have to worry. We can continue to lean not to our own understanding, but continue to acknowledge Him and know that He has our back, that He has ordered our steps, and we will make it, we will finish, we will complete this thing, and we will complete it with power, we will complete it well, amen? So tonight, we want to dispel every spirit of heaviness. We want to break off the power of unforgiveness. We want to come against any thing that will hinder us from truly embracing and enjoying Christmas and not being down because we see someone else that's enjoying it in a different way, or we see people that are being maybe very elaborate. It doesn't matter. Our eyes is on the real reason. We celebrate the birth of Christ. We celebrate that our Savior was born, for unto us, amen, the Savior was born, amen. And we also had talked about the favor when the angel had spoken to Mary and told her that God had found favor with her, amen. And as we continue through this month of the holiday season, I want to continue to release favor on us. Because when you have the favor of God on you, you can walk in peace. Amen? You can walk in contentment. You can walk in victory. You can walk in confidence. You can walk being satisfied with whatever the situation is because the favor of God. He has shone down on you and is smiling and has found favor with you to bless you as you continue to walk this walk with him. So we thank you for keeping your eyes to the hill, keeping your eyes on the prize, staying focused to what they say the true reason for the season, and knowing that you have already received the greatest gift, and it is a gift that continues to give. It's a gift that continues to bless. It's a gift that continues to restore you. So you're always receiving gifts. Every morning when we wake up, God has given us gift, the gift of life, given us gift to be able to make it, to keep going, to go through our day and be victorious, to take care of what needs to be taken care of. Amen. And come back to our homes and handle our children and our families and be a blessing and do ministry. What a gift to be able to do those things. Amen. And so if you don't open up a present from under the tree, if no one hands you a pretty gift that is beautifully wrapped and the ribbon and the beautiful paper to open and to untie, no. Just as the three wise men came bearing gifts to the king, to baby Jesus, then your God, our Father, came bearing a gift that never stops giving. He's given it unto you. And so tonight we just come in the name of the Lord Jesus, thanking you, Father, for the gift that you have sent, your Son. And we come rebuking and binding up every form of a trick from the enemy that would try to tip in, that would try to overtake, that would try to trip up any of us from truly being able to sincerely enjoy our families, enjoy why we celebrate the birth of our Savior, while we celebrate Christmas. I break off every weight of darkness. I break off every spirit of heaviness, and we make an exchange for the garment of praise. And we thank you, my Father God, for what you are doing, and we thank you for joy and peace. We thank you for wholeness and healing. We thank you, my Father, for stepping into situations with people who have experienced in this time the death of a loved one, sickness, a negative report. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come casting that situation up on you. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're able to turn things around. Lift up the bow down head. Oh God, we ask you to touch those that are sick in their bodies, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to open the door that needs to be opened that no other man can open but you. And we ask you to close doors that need to be closed that we're trying to push open that you already know is not good for us. Father, we thank you that we can trust you, that we can call upon your name, Lord God. And we thank you that during this season, Lord God, there is a shifting, Lord God, in the atmosphere, that you are the true reason that we celebrate Christmas. And we say joy to the world, for the Lord has come. We thank you, Lord God, that you are everything that we need. We thank you for joining us tonight. We want to invite you to my sister, my friend, to invite you to Mojo, to invite you to Street Talk, to invite you to Free on the Inside. Those are other Block Talk radio programs sponsored by Granny's Place. And we invite you to join in with those programs as well. Until we meet again on next Wednesday at 9:30, may God's blessings continue to overtake you. May you be encouraged. May you be strengthened. May you keep your eyes on the true reason that we celebrate this season. We have shifted the holiday season atmosphere to the hills from which cometh our help. God bless you is my prayer. In Jesus' name. Thank you.